Luke chapter 2.
请打开你的圣经，路加福音第二章。
We'll be reading verses 22 to 32.
经文是路加福音第二章第二十二节到第三十二节。
And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord.
按摩西律法满了洁净的日子，他们带着孩子上耶路撒冷去，要把他献于主。正如主的律法上所记，凡投生的男子必称圣归主。
And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons.
又要照主的律法上所说，或用一对斑鸠，或用两只奏歌献祭。
Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him.
在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。
And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。
And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the Christ, the child Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said,
他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿。正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理，西面就用手接过他来，称颂神说
Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word.
主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世。
For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples.
因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民前所预备的。
A light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.
就是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。
In the church calendar, this is the day that Christ was presented in the temple.
看在那个圣经的那个就教会的日历，今天就是那个主日，主耶稣献了圣殿的那个主日。
Joseph and Mary had to show up for two, actually three reasons.
约瑟和玛利亚要去，因为有两个三原因。
The first was a ceremony required for a firstborn child.
第一个呢，就是因为耶稣是头生的。那头生呢就有一些规矩啊，圣殿里有一些规矩要做。
And the second was because Mary needed the ceremony of purification, having given birth.
第二个呢，就是玛利亚呢也要到圣殿里洁净她自己，因为她生了孩子嘛。
But it also was the occasion for a special song to be sung.
但是呢，更重要的这是一个机会，这个机会呢就是一个特殊的歌要唱。
In the first two chapters of Luke, there are three human songs.
在路加福音呢，头两章实际上有三个歌，三个人唱的歌。
We have Mary, Zechariah, and Simeon.
我们有玛利亚的歌，玛利亚之歌，然后呢有撒加利亚之歌，然后现在又有西面之歌。
And they actually grow in their emphasis.
然后呢，重点呢越来越突出。
Graham Strobe, an old theologian, rightly identifies these as Christmas carols as the last of the Hebrew Psalms and the first of the Christian hymns.
然后有一位很有名的神学家叫 Graham Spooky， 他呢就在说，这就是圣诞节要唱的歌，这就是旧约最后的新约最早。
So I want us to take time to look at the lyricist as well as the time and the occasion for his song, and also the essence of the song itself.
那我想叫大家呢回就是思想一下这个写这唱这首歌的这个作者，那就是西面，然后他唱歌的心情，他的感受，然后呢为什么要唱这个歌，这个歌的目的。
First of all, there was a need to redeem the first fruits.
头生的都要在主前面被救赎出来。
It's rather an interesting idea, but for all of the nation Israel, they had to be able to redeem the firstborn.
就是以色列人他们头生的都要从主那里赎出来。
The idea is because God gives life, we need to be able to redeem that life if we are to spend time with that child or that animal or...
因为这个是头生的，这是神所赐的，那我们要想和这头生的度过一些时间，我们就要在神的前呢把它救出来。
So if you are a firstborn child, you know how important you are in your parents' eyes.
如果你是个长子或长女，你在你父母的眼睛里很重要，你也知道。
Because they would have had to pay for you at birth and then ever after.
那他们呢？当然了，花了不少钱，为了你出生，然后呢，你的长大也要花不少钱。
For Jesus, it almost seems an odd thing that his earthly parents should redeem him before his heavenly father.
但是呢，对主耶稣来说，大家想想，这好像就有点奇怪了。他地上的属世的父母。为什么还要到神面前的把他救赎出来，而赎出来呢？
And yet in the same way that that Jesus submitted himself to the baptism of John so as to identify with his people, so his parents submitted him to being redeemed.
那么这个呢可以想就和耶稣在施洗约翰那里受洗一样，那耶稣也是用这个方式和我们在一起，那么同样的就是他父母在神面前把他赎出来，也一样是让主耶稣和我们在一起。
The second part of the occasion was the purification ceremony.
那第二部分呢，就是洁净的礼仪。
For any woman who has given birth, you know that there's much blood.
那当孩子被出生的时候，那很多血是会流出来。
That was considered something that made a person unpure or impure.
那在那时候呢，就是这样就把一个人呢，就使得某个人不洁净了。
And so after giving birth, a woman was not allowed to come into the temple until this moment.
那一个女人呢，生了孩子以后呢，她就不洁净了，她就不能到圣殿，直到那天她有这个圣洁的仪式以后，她才能到。
Normally, a parent would offer a lamb, but if they were poor, they would offer two pigeons.
那平常呢，实际上是献祭呢是应该献一个公羊山羊羔，羊羔。但是呢，因为耶稣的父母穷，所以呢，就只献了两个鸽子。
Again, it seems odd that Jesus, who was sinless, and his mother, who gave birth to him, would need to do the ceremony at all.
那我这也很奇怪啊！我们都知道耶稣基督是没有罪的，然后呢，他母亲玛利亚是生他的，那这为什么玛利亚还需要洁净呢？
He was completely sinless.
耶稣是没有罪的。
He was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
他是圣灵感应的。
And therefore he did not inherit any of Adam's guilt.
那就是亚当的罪并没有传到耶稣身上。
And yet, again, it was the concept of association so that Jesus might indeed live as all of us.
这就是啊那个和我们在一起的这个概念，这样的话，耶稣就和我们在这个世上同住。
We're told in 2 Corinthians 5:11 that God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
哥林多前书5:21是这么说的。哥林多前书，哥林多后书，哥林多后书啊，5:21这么讲的。神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So the third thing is there was need for a song.
那第三件事呢，就是为什么还要有一首歌？
Just quickly, each of the songs have had a specific occasion, but they all seem to work together, focused on this birth of a child.
讲过了，有三首歌，每一首歌都和耶稣的诞生有关，然后呢，这是第三首歌。
You'll remember Zechariah, who was cornered in the temple by God, so that God could speak to him privately.
你记得撒加利亚，撒加利亚在圣殿里单独和神在一起，神可以单独向他讲话。
There, very privately, God told him that he would have a son who would be the forerunner of the Messiah.
在那里，神告诉撒加利亚，他会有一个孩子，这个孩子就是为主耶稣开路的那一位。
And yet his song was delayed because of his sin.
但是他的歌呢是迟缓了，因为他有罪，他不信的罪。
Mary was a young woman who lived far up in the north and was told that she would be the mother of the Messiah.
玛利亚是一个年轻的姑娘。他在北边山上住，然后呢，他被告知他会是救主，成为救主的母亲。
And her song was one of amazement that God should choose her out of all the women who were there, but also that He might keep His promise as He had made it known.
那他的歌就是啊，很惊讶的，上帝会拣选他。是上帝救赎计划里会使用的。
So Mary talked about the promise, especially from her perspective.
那玛利亚呢，从她的眼光在讲上帝的应许得到实现。
And Zechariah especially did a prophetic song so as to show the importance for the whole nation.
那撒加利亚呢，是有预言性的一首歌，那么这是对所有啊以色列这个。国家来讲的，那他们就是计划。
And now our attention is turned back to Simeon and what he might actually add to the song.
那现在呢，我们来关注一下西面。西面他在这三首歌里，他的又再加了一些什么新的概念呢？
Now we're told in verse 25 of chapter 2 that Simeon was righteous and devout.
那我们在路加福音的第2:25告诉我们，你西面这个是什么人呢？他是又公义又虔诚的人。
And once again, God, who is the inspiration behind the songs, told him that he would not see death before he had seen the Messiah.
他有圣灵在启示他，告诉过他，他在未死以前呢，必看见主所立的基督。
But think how special it was that this devout man would have had God tell him directly, not through an angel, as he did the others, but directly.
那这个人多虔诚， 上帝会直接告诉他，并不是通过一个天使，那其他的也是天使来对他们讲。那这里呢，上帝直接跟西面讲。
And how special to be the one to know that the promise that God had given centuries before, that he would be one of the first to see.
那对他来说，这也是多特殊的一件事，就是上帝几百年前、几千年前应许的。但是在他还没死之前，他能看到这上帝应许的实现。
Of course, the song was perfect.
那么这首歌呢，确实是很完美的。
So Simeon, in verse 27, we're told that he was brought by the Spirit into the temple.
那在27节，我们可以读到，西面呢是圣灵感动他，把他带到了圣殿。
Just at the time.When some young parents were bringing their 1.5-month-old child.
那正好就是那个时候，这个有对年轻的夫妇把他们呢一个半月大的孩子到圣殿里来的那一刹那。
And you probably remember the layout of the temple.
也许你们知道圣殿里边是怎么摆设的。
There were courtyards, the outside being for the Gentiles.
那这有一个院子，外面呢是为外邦人的。
The next courtyard being for the women.
那再有一个内院呢是为女人所设的。
They have mirrors around.
那边有很多镜子。
Just kidding.
你看没有？看没有？
And then the courtyard in from that was where the priests and the men would gather to be able to help with the worship.
再往里面再有一个内院，那是啊，这个。祭司和男人来敬拜神的地方。
Between the inner court of the priests and the middle court of the women, there was a gate called the Gate of Nicanor.
那在那个内院，这个就是祭司和男人所在的，然后中院呢，就是女人所在的地方的中间有一个门，那个门叫
Nicanor. I'm sorry. It's somewhere.
这个门
This was where the parents would have brought the Christ child for the two ceremonies.
那么这个门就是这对年轻夫妇会把耶稣带到圣殿必经之处。
Keep that in mind for when we come to the actual song itself.
那当我们讲到这首诗的时候，请大家记住这一点。
For Simeon himself, the occasion was when he was finally having his heart's desire met.
对西面来说，那个就是他心里所想的、所愿的实现。
In verse 25, we are told that he was looking for the consolation of Israel.
那在第二十五节呢，我们知道他心里所想什么呢？他是在盼望。以色列的安慰者来到。
Consolation is only given to someone who is in discomfort or discouragement.
那为什么要安慰呢？要被安慰的人一般来说是他肯定有难有患才会去安慰嘛。
In one sense, the nation was, since they were under Roman rule.
当然，从国家层面来说，他们确实是，因为呢，他们现在是在罗马帝国的统治下。
But its true reality is, like us, they were under the discomfort of sin.
当然了，真实的情况呢是他那个以色列国和我们是一样的，我们都在捆绑之下。
And the discouragement of imminent death.
那我们都要受死。
And yet, at this moment, what was he looking for?
但是呢，在这个时候。西面想看到什么呢
？Was he interested in seeing an older, wise man, an elder of the church, come forward to be able to lead the nation？
在那时候，他应该希望一个比较年长的、有智慧的兴起带领以色列民呢
？Or was he looking for a young man who is ready to start ministry？
他是不是在想着一个年轻人现在可以站起来服侍呢
？Or was he looking for a child？
那么 或者呢他是在盼望一个小孩。
But for any reason, by the Spirit, he recognized that this child was the Messiah.
但是呢，不管怎么说，圣灵感动他，他看出来这个小孩就是那救世主。
The one who would free his people from their sins.
这个就是把我们从罪里能够拯救出来的那位主。
The words that he uses are ones of relief.
那他用的什么词呢？他词呢是非常放松啊，非常放开的那种词语。
There are a slave who has been told to stay up all night long to watch for one star, the morning star, to rise.
那就像一个奴隶一样，他从晚到早一直在盼望，盼望这启明星出来。
And now that he has seen it, now that he has announced that the star has now come above the horizon, he is now dismissed from his duties.
那现在呢，总算看到了启明星起来了，他可以被释放了。
And he can walk away not only with peace, but with real satisfaction that he has done exactly what he was asked to do.
那他现在就可以离开了，他离开呢，平平安安的离去了，而且呢，他也知道给他的任务他也完全的完成。
But think of what he actually had seen.
但是想一想，他真实的看到了什么？
Since Genesis 3, this was the moment.
那从创世纪三章开始，上帝的预言到现在，现在是那个时刻。
And he was in the perfect location to burst out into song.
那这个地点呢，也真是完美的。那么这也真是一个完美的地方，他可以唱歌。
He was standing between the courts of Israel and the Gentiles.
他在这个门呢，就是把以色列民和外邦人分开的那个门，在那里唱歌。
And it came spontaneously.
他啊，马上就唱起来了。
Sorry, it's going to work. And so he says, "Look at what God has prepared." Right here in the presence of everyone who could see.
看呐，这就是神给我们所预备的，在所有众人的眼前，神给我们所预备的。
And what would they see?
那他们看到什么呢？
For the Gentiles, they would see a light of revelation, a light of hope.
对外邦人来说，这个就是照亮外邦人的光。是外邦人有希望的一个光。
And for the people of Israel, they would see glory.
那对以色列人来说，这是什么呢？这是荣耀。
Glory is a funny word.
那么荣耀呢，有点怪的。
Because on the one side it talks about weightiness, and on the other side it talks about perfection.
那从一方面
，weightiness。
With me.
Sorry. Weight. With weight. Heavy.
这个荣耀呢，也是一个很沉重的一个语音，讲神的荣耀。另外呢，也确实是很亮光、很轻快的语音。
You know how sometimes a person will not take you seriously, they'll blow you off as though you're not important.
那你也知道，有时候有人认为你很不重要，就把你推开了。
That's the opposite of glory.
那荣耀就是这个的反面。
If you have glory, you have importance, you have weight.
啊，如果你有荣耀，就说明你很重要，你在他心里有分量。
And so the glory for the nation was that their faith that God would provide a Messiah was now realized.
对以色列来说，荣耀就是对。上帝给他们这个民的应许，就是一个救世主的应许，总算完成了。
It was true, it was real, it was weightiness.
这是真实的，就是确实也很重要，是很沉重的。
Consider this then, when we hear about how the nation accepted Jesus, some didn't realize who he was.And some just thoroughly rejected him.
那再想一想，这个国民，这个民 有的人接受了耶稣基督，有的人没有接受，有的人呢就明目的就把耶稣给弃绝了。
And it was sad because it meant that they missed the importance of the moment, especially of this child.
那他们在这个真实的这个孩子的这个时刻，他们错过了。
But Simeon didn't.
但是呢，西面呢没有错过。
He saw the importance and enormity of what God's work and timing had done.
他看到了上帝的时间表，看到了上帝的作为。
Therefore, the cadence of worship can never be placed within a time frame. It needs to be immediate and spontaneous.
那这个敬拜神、感谢主这件事，也不是一定要经过一个程序，一定要自发的、即刻的，马上就要。
Do you remember the story of Gideon?
大家还记得基甸吗？
Gideon was asked to follow God, and God said, I will use you as a great general.
基甸呢，要跟随主，跟随神，神说呢，我要使你成为一个伟大的将军。
With only a few hundred men, he was told to attack thousands.
他只有几百个人，上帝呢告诉他，你要对几千人开始你的攻击。
And God said to him, if you're afraid,I want you to sneak up to the edge of the enemy camp.
如果你怕的话，你就偷偷摸摸到那个敌人的兵营旁边。
Does this make sense?
那好像很奇怪，是不是？
Especially to the edge of the enemy camp, where they put some of these seasoned soldiers who could hold back any sneak attack.
那在敌人有军营旁边呢，一般他们会派一些有经验的兵丁。然后呢，如果有人偷袭呢，他们可以停止这个偷袭。
When Gideon happens to arrive, someone was talking about a dream they had just had.
当基甸去偷偷摸摸到那的时候呢，那兵营里面呢有人在讲他们有个梦，什么梦呢？
The crazy dream was about some bread that came rolling down the hill and knocked over a tent.
那个。梦呢是很奇怪的，就是说一些面包呢会从山上山坡上滚下来，把他们军营的帐篷给打破了，就被打倒了。
But the enemy's interesting interpretation certainly got Gideon's attention.
那这些敌人对这个梦解梦怎么解呢？那使得这个基甸呢确实很感兴趣。
They said this is no other than the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel.God has given into his hands Midian and all the camp.
那这是基甸的剑，上帝已经把这个我们米甸人的这个营地呢给了他了，他会来击打我们。
And what did Gideon do?
那么基甸做了什么呢？
Well, let's see. He snuck back. He called a prayer meeting, and they all had a worship service.
那么他偷偷摸摸回来了，回来以后呢，他们就祷告，然后就敬拜。
No. The very next verse in Judges 7, verse 15 says, As soon as Gideon heard the telling of the dream and its interpretation, he worshipped.
那在这是在士师记的七章十五节这么说呢，基甸听到这个解梦。马上就敬拜神。
Right there,
就在那
a tent width away from death.
他离死好像不是很远，就在敌人的兵营旁边。
Because it was the right place to have a worship service.
但是呢，那就是一个敬拜的好机会、好地方。
Now we don't know what he said because his praise is not written down in scripture.
那我们不知道他基甸说了什么，他讲的敬拜的话呢没有写下来。
But what he had seen was his God's hand of victory.
他看见了他的神，上帝就赐给他一个得胜，上帝得胜。
Even before they had started fighting.
就是他们还没有开始打仗呢，他已经知道了上帝把这个战争的胜利已经赐给他。
At that moment is the time to worship God.
在这个时刻就是敬拜神的好时
候。Simeon did the same thing.
那么西面呢，就是做了同样的事。
He is holding the Christ child and he states, here is light for revelation, here is glory for the nation.
那在这个时候他就抱着这个基督这个婴孩，然后呢就说一面呢他对外邦人是光，对以色列民呢他是荣耀。
Sometimes we wonder why there was so much confusion in the nation of Israel.
那有时候呢我们就老是在想，那以色列人怎么那么糊涂啊？
They were looking for a political Messiah.
他们呢经常是在想一个政治的那个救赎主。
But that's not what God gave them.
但是呢上帝并没有帮他给他们。
Of course, God was expecting them to share the good news of the Messiah with everyone.
当然上帝呢是在期望以色列民呢把这个救世主的这个好消息呢和全世界的人都分享。
He asks the same of us.
他上帝也在要求我们做同样的事。
Do you remember back in Genesis, when he made men and women, he said, go into the world, be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the earth.
那在创世纪大家还记得吗？上帝造男造女以后，就告诉人，走到世界里，多生，征服世界。
We often think of that as being married and having babies.
那我们就在想呢，这是什么意思呢？就是上帝要我们结婚生子。
And that is partially true, but not the whole truth.
那这确实是有一半的对，但是呢，不是完全的对。
Our responsibility as image bearers of God is to be able to go out and share His image, share this good news of who our God is.
我们有上帝的形象，那我们的职责是什么呢？我们就是要借着上帝的形象到世上向世人宣告我们上帝的形象，向世人宣告这个福音。
So if you think about it, that's exactly what fruitfulness is.
那么这个呢是多结果子，什么意思呢？就是这个意思。
Remember in Galatians 5 we're told about the fruit of the Spirit?
那在加拉太书大家知道圣灵的果子，对不对？
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You gonna sing?
是在
Delicious
fun. Yeah, I just need to find
it.
It's easier.
It's
easier. 在加拉太书的五章二十二节，大家应该知道，章二十二节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So this means that as we spend time with the Spirit of God, these things start becoming a part of our life.
那这什么意思呢？就是我们和圣灵在一起，那这些圣灵的果子就在我们的生活中会体现出来。
In the same way, God wants us to spend time with Him so that we might be fruitful in being able to share with others about how He's changed our lives.
那上帝愿意和我们在一起，那就是要我们多结果子，就是让我们和世人一起分享他在我们的生命中做结了什么。
The problem was the nation of Israel didn't do that well.
但是呢，这是问题所在，就以色列人呢，在这个任务上呢做得不太好。
And I wonder how well we're doing.
那么再想想呢，我们是不是做得好一点呢？
You know, you can tell when someone is really in love or really happy by the way they sing.
那当然你会看得出，如果有人在在爱情在爱河里面呢，你就看他唱歌，他的行为你能看出来他有这个。
To making sure that it just instantly happens because well, they're in love.
那有时候呢，就是确实。这爱情一刹那也就实现了呢，他们确实在爱情。
We should have songs that should break out in our hearts in the same way.
那在我们的心中呢，我们确实也应该有一首歌。
And what's nice too is we already know who Jesus Christ is.
但是呢，对我们来说呢，很好啊，我们已经知道耶稣基督是谁。
What's interesting is that Simeon's song, as well as our songs, should be focused upon the person of Jesus Christ.
啊，那很有意思呢，就是西面的之歌呢，就是啊，重点在啊，耶稣基督这个人上。
Jesus is not merely the agent of God's salvation. He is God's salvation personified.
耶稣基督不是啊、来啊、实行啊、这个救赎的那位。耶稣基督他本身就是救赎。
And this is the way our songs should come as well. They should be pointing to Him.
那耶稣才说，这就应该是我们的歌，我们的歌呢就应该指向耶稣基督。
They should be explaining, as our lives should be explaining, it's because of Him that we live.
那这首歌呢就应该向世人解释啊，因为耶稣基督，我们才这样生活。
The core of this is that our God has given Himself to us.
那这里的中心点呢就是。上帝给了我们这么多，把他的儿子给了我们。
That He bonds Himself to us personally.
他和我们，每个人都相连。
It's not merely that we will avoid the punishment of sin.
啊，这不仅仅是说啊，我们可以不为我们的罪而受惩罚了，不怎么怎么样。
But it's just as Jesus said that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
就像耶稣告诉我们，让我们得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
This is the song that should be welling up in our hearts.
那这首歌呢，应该在我们心中扎根。
It is our complete satisfaction in Him.
这就是我们在耶稣基督里有完美的享受。
Now here's the difficulty.
这有一点啊困难。
Sometimes we forget to sing.
那有时候呢，我们就忘了唱歌。
Sometimes we forget the reason to sing.
那有时候呢，我们也忘了为什么我们要唱。
That's why we need communion.
为什么？这就是我们为什么要有圣餐。
That's why we need each other.
对，是我们为什么有需要啊、弟兄姐妹的鼓励。
And that's why we need to spend time with God's Spirit in God's Word.
那么我们也，这也是为什么我们要花时间。和上帝的灵和上帝的话语在一起
so that our praise may be spontaneous and may be full
那我们的赞美就是及时的也是完美的
Amen
Amen